of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 902 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Recommend Tokyo Vice.
Good Tokyo show. Vice is good.
Somebody hit me up and asked me if I was watching. Oh, Dusty told me about it.
Yeah, it's good.
Dusty Stanfield told me about it. Tokyo Vice, I finished it. He told me about it on a Friday. I was done with season one by the end of Sunday. It's good. Good show. And the lead reminds me of your son, JT.
Yeah, he looks like JT.
He's tall like JT. Do you know my son, Alec, might be now as tall as me? He was a pipsqueak forever. And then he shot
Alec
up.
Holmgren?
Alec, my son.
I know, Alec Holmgren.
Oh, yeah. He is very Chet Holmgren. Like, super skinny. he's very Alec Holmgren. Because that's
baby
all he is,
Chet
is long
Holmgren.
Arms. He's close to 6'2 now.
Oh, yeah.
With long, gangly Tayshaun Prince arms.
And Chet Holmgren arms.
And then Chet Holmgren body, yeah.
And face.
Body by Holmgren.
Yeah.
I wonder if Chet Holmgren eats nothing but, like, chicken strips and cheese quesadillas also.
That's it? That's all he'll eat.
And
for you, as big a foodie as you are, yeah. And your kids,
oh, no,
the way
like,
they eat.
He'll eat ribs. He'll eat brisket. He eats steak. He likes proteins. But rice, rice tastes bad. Rice has literally no taste.
No taste.
What do you mean rice tastes bad? The thing where kids stick their tongue out and just touch it on their tongue, like you can tell what anything tastes like? Oh, is that rice going to make you throw up, buddy? You mean the bad flavor of rice or potatoes? My kids won't eat potatoes. And it's because Alec doesn't eat potatoes and everyone else, it just works its way down. So they're all, now Drake, my oldest,
potatoes?
He'll eat literally anything. But yeah, potatoes. I'm like, are you kids idiots? Mashed potatoes are delicious. Baked potatoes are delicious. Smashed potatoes with cheese and bacon on them.
As big a foodie as you are, that you raise these children is amazing.
Now, my daughter will go to a Korean barbecue with me and get down. Sure. Snacks will go to Fogo de Chao or this Casa do Brasil. And he will put on a show.
That's awesome.
2 hours where he won't stop eating for like two straight hours.
Yep. All right, so last night our Astros win. We got that in. Last night was Nick versus, all day yesterday, was Nick versus Jimbo. Just awesome, awesome stuff. And then the NBA came as well. So we had a lot of great stuff. What a great sports day. And we really appreciate all the well-wishers from our 25 years. I got so many tweets and so much love from you guys. We really appreciate it. It's because of you guys that we've been here. It's because you guys have been listening. It's because you guys have been patronizing our advertisers. It's because of all of those things you guys have put up with us, put up with our shenanigans. You put up with our technical difficulties. You put up with everything and are still here, and we really appreciate it.
I'm going to tell you one quick story that we had never even talked about. John and I got sued. Back in 1999, or a threat of a lawsuit. It was either 98 or 99, where we read a story about a local family who wanted to sue because their school didn't make a mother brought a lawsuit because their team inclined somewhere or something like that. They didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the
playoffs
league.
In football. Was it Little League? No, I think it was playoffs. I think it was high school playoffs.
Oh, maybe you're right.
They didn't make it. They didn't make it, and so they were going to sue. And so we had, because Jerky Boys, you know, had been big around that time. It was earlier. We had Sean Pendergast come on. He was not a radio host at the time. He would just do, you know, Jim Rome smack-offs. He called in as basically a Saul Rosenberg character. And he said, we're going to sue, and we're interviewing him as supposedly he's the dad or whatever. And he's like, my foam finger, I'm very upset about not having, I wasn't able to use my foam finger for the game. And we did this whole thing. Then the mom goes to Mark Berman, and Berman even reported this, that we were facing a lawsuit. Somebody wrote that up, an article too, that we were going to get sued. Dickie was all upset that we were making fun of her Korean heritage or something
like
that.
Didn't even know she was.
Like, what? We were doing fake accents or whatever, and people... Luckily, it wasn't on social media that back then, because I remember we got emails like, you guys are a-holes for doing that. Like, what? And the lawyers for what company was it back then? It wasn't CBS. Who were we? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Maybe it was CBS. The lawyers were all upset. They listened to it and they're like, oh, this is nothing. This is parody.
Yeah.
It's satire. It's completely legal. And it's not an imitation of a Korean woman or a Korean man. It's literally Saul Rosenberg character. Forget about it. But Mark Berman reported that on Channel 26 that local radio hosts are getting sued for a tasteless blah, blah. And I'm like, what? That's bull crap, Mark. Why don't you check in with us?
Yeah.
And it was in the Chronicle, the article. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, John almost got us sued.
No, you and Sean almost got it.
Oh, that's right.
Saul Rosenberg.
Just by doing Saul Rosenberg. And they fell down.
You know who has to – we have to call SEC guy because of this Nick and Jimbo.
Yeah. Right,
let's do that next segment. Call SEC guy next segment. And we got to find out exactly what he thinks about – I got to believe he's on Jimbo's side on this thing. I got to believe because you can't come out and say the things that Nick Saban did, accusing another SEC team of scalawaggery, of
skullduggery.
Well, you just can't come out and get away with that. So we'll find out what SEC guy thinks.
Yeah, he's a Bama guy. So, I mean, he loves the SEC, but when it's inside the SEC, it's all Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was never a huge Alabama fan. I mean, he was never a huge A&M fan.
No.
A&M or Missouri coming into that conference?
Texas ain't.
He does not consider that.
New SEC.
That's not Southeastern Conference. That's not the Southeast.
It's actually Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get Carlos in here before we get to SEC guy. What do you say, Carlos?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing this morning?
Good, man. Dude, how
Carlos.
Are you?
This is Carlos Correa.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah. Well, I'm just using my regular Houston voice this morning. I'm not using my other voice, but I hope that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, that's fine. No, What's up, Carlos?
I'm glad you're able to use your regular voice.
Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Absolutely.
How is it up there in Minnesota?
Well, it's already cold, guys. It's already cold. I don't understand this. Nobody told me about this. This is ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
You know what, guys?
You didn't know
that Minnesota was cold.
It gets cold in Minnesota, Carlos.
Listen, my agent told me that it was warm up here, and I believed him. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, the summers can get – the summers get a little warm up there. I think you're going to be okay, Carlos. I know you're from Puerto Rico, and you came to Houston, and so everywhere you've been has been warm weather. But, yeah, you're going to have some colder days. I think you'd love it here right now. It's like 97 every day in May. I mean, I think you'd love it. Warm weather galore. Of course, you know, NRG, I mean, Minute Maid, you stay a little cooler.
I don't know. I'm wearing a little members-only jacket right now. I'm cold. I got a chill. Danielle's not doing well. We're sort of... And you know what? I don't understand. I check on Twitter. Remember all that pay-the-man stuff? Now they totally forgot about me. Pay-ya.
Well, you're getting paid.
I don't understand. Did you forget about Carlos?
Well, they were talking to Minnesota to pay the man. I thought it was they were talking to Houston, but apparently Houston fans were saying pay the man. You know, they meant somebody, and that somebody ended up being Minnesota. That's good, right?
Yeah,
you can opt out if you want to get out of the cold weather next year.
You got paid $35 million a year.
That's great. I mean,
you want us to talk about you getting paid every day?
Pena's ahead of you in every offensive category, but that's not a big deal.
Now, wait a minute. That's because my pinky hurts, okay? You can't blame me for my pinky hurting. I may be out for another week or something, but that doesn't matter.
This
I'm still better. Have you seen my cannon? I got a cannon, guys.
We've seen your cannon. No, you do have a cannon. That's true. See, I wish you would have just used this. I feel bad that players feel like they have to, you know, be a certain way in certain areas. Like, I wanted Carlos to use his regular. If this is Carlos, this is your regular voice. I wanted you just to use this voice here in Houston. I didn't realize that it even went a little high pitched and got whiny at times. I didn't even know that was your voice.
Yeah. The thing is, if Danielle, it won't let me use it. So she doesn't even know I'm doing it right now.
Hang up on fake Carlos. We can't have a fake Carlos when the real Carlos does have a cannon. And, God, you should have just paid that man. If Jim Crane would have just given him his $35 million like he liked for 10 years or whatever, given him $350 million, everything would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Everything would have been fine. You could have just kept Jeremy Pena in the minors where he could have kept. Yeah, can you imagine how good the Space Cowboys would be right now if they had Jeremy Pena bombing out home runs?
Oh, well,
Oh, my gosh. Well, we would win the World Series.
I like the Space Cowboys.
The Minor League World Series, no, if there's such a thing.
That's not what we're here for. We're here for the real one.
Oh, that's
912 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5 SEC guy weighs in on the other side on what's going on with this Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher thing. And then, and listen, here's the deal. At 9:45 exactly, 9:45 exactly, you're going to give a call. We're giving away four tickets to the Space Cowboys games tonight. Tonight, four tickets. If you can go, you call in. 713-780-3776. That's at 9:45. You're here and now. You got to be here at 9:45. You call in, and you're going to win a four-pack of tickets to the Space Cowboys game tonight. In the meantime, let's drink a little tequila.
With Maestro Dobell. And I'm glad that I'm glad it's a Friday because this is my Maestro day. You can do it any day, but Friday is when I hit my Maestro Dobell. I've got a shot glass. I pour a nice, cool Añejo Extra, and I sip it. And that's how I roll. Now, for you, it may be the Reposado. It might be the Silver. It might be the Diamante, which is their Cristalino. And this is how important tequila making is to Maestro Dobell. 11 generations have been making the tequilas. 11 generations of family members have been making the tequila, right? But it's more than just that. With Maestro Dobell, they have a particular style and system and way of doing the Cristalino where they created their own category, the Cristalino. It blends three different tequilas, and then they charcoal filter it, and the result is incredible. And that's the great thing. If you love tequilas, there's so many different varieties of tequilas for you to choose from with Maestro Dobell. You're going to find different flavor profiles, different finishes, different front-end notes, and I think you're going to love it. If you love tequilas, you're going to love Maestro Dobell. Make sure that you buy a bottle. Tag me. Send me a picture of it. I want to see which one you got and tell me all about it. Tell me how you like it. But I can promise you this. They go out of their way to make sure that you get the best experience possible from a tequila standpoint at Maestro Dobell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Unless you've been in a cave the last 24 hours, you don't know that Nick Saban the other night came after, well, he didn't really come, he was at a big booster deal. And he said that Texas A&M bought all of its players. Jimbo Fisher shot back yesterday morning, shot back calling him a narcissist, saying that Nick Saban thinks he's God, the czar of football, and that he's just wrong. He's just flat out wrong. And he was pissed. And boy, it has started. Now, the guy who is the epitome of what SEC football is all about, he's been here, and he's done that. He knows it all. SEC guy joining us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. SEC guy, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yeah. Big deal. I had a knee replacement. Listen, let me say something right now. I got PGA Championship on right now, and I'm trying to worry about that, see what Justin Thomas is going to do. Of all the things in my life for me to be offended about, it should be the Texas A&M Aggies. Not on the weekend of the PGA Championship. I tell you that much right now. And let me say this much about them. You know, I told you people a long time ago, and I let it be known to everybody at Alabama as well. There was no way we should have ever let the Aggies into our conference. I said that on Missouri, and I said that on Texas A&M. I said it on Texas, and I said it on Oklahoma. You got to keep these rapscallions out. They don't understand the way we do business. They don't understand it. You know, if you can't just, Texas A&M, we got all this tradition. We got dogs just dead. We show them the scores on the chalkboard. Or look at us. If you walk on the grass, we're going to cut you with a knife or a sword or whatever. All that nonsense that they do. They suckle off the SEC teeth. They get a little bit frisky, build another 25,000 seats on their stadium, so they can try to be bigger than everybody else. You're actually trying to fight with Tennessee to try to be the biggest big deal. And then you're sitting there like, oh, look at us now. We're going to sign this guy. We're going to cheat. So here's what they do. I told y'all not to let the Aggies in. Then the Aggies come in. And what do? Jimbo gets uppity. Jimbo Fisher, of all people, he gets uppity. He was out in ACC new money territory at Florida State. Then he got too hot for him at Florida State. Then he comes back into the SEC, gets hog walloped just by everybody, can't even beat Arkansas. And now all of a sudden, he's going to open his mouth and start cheating in the SEC. Let me tell you something about the SEC. We do things the right way here, especially at Alabama. And here comes Jimbo with his cheating ways, bringing his cheating, dirty Texas Aggies into the conference. Next time you'll listen to old Dr. Carol Kenton Coxlaw, because I tell you right now, everything I said about Texas A&M is coming true. The chickens have come home to roost.
So,
Hello.
There's no cheating ever going on in the SEC is what you're trying, is you're saying?
That's right. That's right. And that mouthy ingrate. did you see the way he talks at Nick Saban?
Well, disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
Did you see the words he used and the way he talked on him?
Yeah.
That's, first of all, Nick Saban is his elder. You don't talk to your elders that way, number one. You know that if you grew up in the SEC because you know what manners are. You'd know to say, well, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And you say nice thing. Oh, can I get you think I might be able to get a fork with this pie? I'm going to cut this pie with a fork like a really gentleman proper way. We have cotillions down here, you know, to teach people how to act. And I guarantee you they ain't got no cotillions in College Station. They may have some chicken wings there, but they ain't got cotillions. Let me say this on this also, okay? I never heard of anyone putting their ring inside of a beer and drinking it up when you get graduated, but that's another thing. Let me ask you this question. You see the way he talked to Nick Saban, just ran off at the mouth, that ingrate? He wouldn't even be in college football if it wasn't for Nick Saban. Nick Saban gave him his juice. He gave him his juice when he was at LSU. And I hate the Swampies over at LSU, but at least Nick Saban taught him how to coach. And now Jimbo, the ingrate, is going to cheat. And then he's going to talk back and get sassy. And he's going to back sass Nick Saban. This cannot stand. The SEC must censure him. They must kick him up out the league for at least 1 year, maybe 2 years, to teach him a lesson and to teach Texas A&M a lesson. This has to happen today.
You want Texas A&M kicked out of the SEC or...
I want Jimbo to be expelled for 2 years. For back-sassing and cheating. Because, listen, we do things the right way. We use the NIL the way it's supposed to. I'm part of a collective that got $60,000 for Prince's Pie Shop, and we're paying Will Anderson. Well, we're not paying him, but his name, image, and likeness is doing some different pie selling for Prince's Pie Shop. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Prince's Pie Shop?
You got to do it that way. We're selling pies over there. That's the way young men are finally able to, they're starving in their dorm rooms, they're so hungry, and we're trying to help them gain some level of money, a small amount of it, just enough to maybe take their girlfriends out to the movie theater. In Prince's Pie Shop, we're just getting a little pocket change in Will Anderson's pocket. That's all.
Yeah, never been any $100 handshakes at Alabama, right?
Bully! Never, ever would we do something like that.
And
we do things the right way. It's Texas A&M that's cheating up. You heard what Nick said. Nick told you, we ain't never done anything of the kind, of the like. So don't put that on me. And it's going to get worse when the Longhorns get in and Oklahoma. You know how scuzzy those two companies are. So this is really, boy, this just chaps my hide. Get rid of these teams. I can't believe they sullied up the conference with these moronic squads from the Midwest. Y'all the Midwest. Y'all, the Midwest, they ought to call you the Midwest Conference.
So wait a minute. Didn't Nick Saban say that Bryce Young had $1 million NIL deal? You're saying all you're getting is some movie money and a Coke for Will Anderson when Bryce Young has $1 million deal?
That wasn't $1 million. He said $1 million. You know what he didn't say? That's pesos. You ever been to Cabo or one of these real nice countries that they have in Mexico? Well, if you go to Mexico, they got all these different countries where you can get in there and go to a real nice little place that's not really like that much like Mexico, which makes it a whole lot nicer for me. And people just come out there and give you good food and drink, and some things are all-inclusive and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I've only been once, so I wouldn't know too much on that. But that's a pesos. That's the one thing that I remember putting my money in there in the exchange, which I was not a fan of having to give my U.S. money for their Mexico money. But one thing I found out is, whoo, there's a whole lot of pesos. So he got 1 million pesos. He did not get $1 million.
Oh.
And Nick Saban said he got a million. He got a million pesos.
I got
he speaks for a nacho company.
I see. So you went to one of those resorts in one of those countries inside of Mexico. I got you. I got you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. No, no, that's good stuff.
I sure did.
Well,
Jimbo can go there when he gets suspended for 2 years by the SEC for lying, cheating, stealing, and backsassing Nick Saban.
Backsassing.
Here's something else. Why would you release all this dirty information on Nick and try to backsass Nick Saban when the PGA Championship's going on? And you know that people in the Southeast are really glued into that.
Yeah.
That's what also makes him not one of us. If he was, I understand getting your panties ruffled up and whatnot because Nick Saban came out there and told the truth on you. But if you got something to say, you hold it till Monday after PGA's over.
You think he should have held all this till the Monday after the... Well, Justin Thomas is competing, and that's Alabama right there. Nothing like Alabama competing at the PGA Championship.
I mean, he's four under. I mean, making putts, playing well with his approach game. I mean, this is the things that we should be talking about. Justin Thomas playing great golf. It shouldn't be, oh, Jimbo, he's such a narcissist that Jimbo's got to make it about him. Or look at me, I'm Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher needs to say something. Nick said, we finally beat old Alabama, so now I'm going to puff out my chest and try to peacock a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real funny when you get kicked up out of the league. And here's something else going to happen. If he doesn't get kicked out of the league, mark my words on this one. He's to see Nick Saban at SEC Media Days. And Nick Saban's going to give him the 1-2 skidoo. I can promise you that.
Oh, you like Saban in a one-on-one?
I'm just letting you know that Nick Saban has got that 1-2 skidoo for his monkey tail.
Well, wow. That's something we need to see now. I hope there's somebody taking some video of that
one. Jimbo talks real tough when he's sitting out there at that chicken wing factory they call a College Station. But he ain't ready to say those kind of things when he's got to get in the middle of SEC territory. And I know someone else who come after him, Lane Kiffin.
Ooh.
The Kiffin, I don't care for the Kiffin. He's a slickster. But Kiffin's got him by about 20 years. And I bet you Kiffin comes up behind, puts him in the guillotine choke.
You think they're going to double-team Jimbo at the SEC coaches
meeting? I hope it goes down. I hope Mississippi State, Arkansas, Sam Pittman shoots him an elbow in the side, maybe catches him in a heel hook. Then you get a guillotine choke from Lane Kiffin, and here comes Nick Saban off the top rope. Kaboom! 1-2 skidoo. Goodbye, Jimbo Fisher, cheater.
You think they're going to fill up pillowcases with Coke cans and start beating up a pillow? Give them the pillow business, Jimbo Fisher. All the SEC coaches going to beat on him? That would be something. All the SEC coaches. What was that? What was that movie? The Dirty Boys or whatever it was that in the prison scene, and they fill up the pillowcases with Coke cans, and they beat Jimbo Fisher with. That would be something. That's wow.
I think they gang up on Nick. I don't think they gang up. On
I don't
Jimbo.
Know. Well, it seems Kiffin and. I thought Sam Pittman was going to come after him.
Well, Kiffin's got issues with everybody.
Well, Jimbo's got issues with Kiffin.
Yeah.
What if they do a, where they're all in the ring and the last one standing?
Battle Royal.
Battle Royal. What if they do a Battle Royal?
I'm fine with it.
Who do you think? Kiffin's got to be the one that lasts. Although Jimbo's feisty.
I'm not putting it by Jimbo.
Jimbo's feisty.
I'm not putting it by Jimbo. I have to go through all the SEC coaches and think about it, but I'm just telling you now, Jimbo's still in good shape,
Sam
too.
Sam Pittman? That's a big dude now.
But Jimbo's not – Jim. I'm just telling you. Jimbo is in there. I mean, I don't think he's backing down.
He's feisty with his words. I know that.
Yep.
Okay? If he's as quick on his feet as he is with his words, okay?
Now, he can
talk fast.
He can talk fast.
He can talk fast.
He's a fast talker. Here are the coaches. Tell me which ones. Oh, Clay, you're – Clark Lea, L-E-A. He's a bald head guy from Vanderbilt. Looks kind of tough. Like, oh, I could see this guy potentially being a problem.
Yeah.
But he's from Vanderbilt, so I don't even know if he should qualify for this. You got Billy Napier.
No, he gets to be in there. They're in the – Billy Napier.
Billy Napier is – I think that's a Cajun guy.
Sam Pittman looks like a big dude.
Look at Billy Napier. Billy Napier is not – I mean, he's got – I mean, look at Billy Napier. This looks like a guy who can fight.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
Billy Napier's going to be a problem.
Look – Pittman's a little old, but he's big.
Yeah, he's a little old, though. I mean, but he's big, but I don't think Sam could
last.
Man,
about 20 years ago, I'll take Sam Pittman against anybody.
Oh, he would have been a real problem.
But, yeah, Napier looks like the guy.
Eli Drinkwitz, no, I don't think he's gonna get. Brian Harsin. Harsin's scrappy, but I can't see him. Mike Leach has no chance. Shane Beamer could be a problem. Josh Heupel's a former quarterback. I don't see Josh Heupel. Sam Pittman's
too old. He doesn't
look
like a former quarterback.
Lane, Jimbo, but Mark Stoops.
Ooh, nasty.
He's a little shorter, isn't he?
Yeah, but the Stoops are nasty
now. The Stoops are not afraid to get dirty. Brian Kelly has no chance.
If it was Mike Stoops, I'd say for sure.
But Kirby Smart. Scrappy. He doesn't feel like.
I feel like he could get you on the ground and hurt you. Ground and pound.
Yeah. I think Billy Napier is going to be tough. Billy Napier is a little younger. He's got. Napier, I think, is Cajun, too. He's been at Louisiana Lafayette. That's South Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So he knows how to fight dirty.
You don't know that he got any fights in
I'm Lafayette. Just saying, the South
you
Louisiana
You think he was
Lafayette.
Getting fights on the win?
I'm just saying, he did, may not have started him, but I bet he finished him.
Yeah. No, he looks like he might be the favorite. He might be the favorite. All right. 713-780-3776.
I got text. Napier's a problem.
Napier's a problem.
Napier's going to be a problem.
931. You know what else is a problem? You not having a hoop sporting goal. Your kids wanting to go outside and play, and they can't. You know why they can't? Because you don't have a good goal. Because they can't reach a 10-foot goal. They're like, Dad, I'm 3 feet high. I'm 3.5 feet. How am I going to shoot a basket? Dad, I want to go outside and play and have fun. I'm going over to Johnny's house because we can't play at our house. And then you don't even know where your kids are anymore. Here's the deal. Your kids will always be in your backyard or your driveway because they're going to love the hoop sporting goal because you can raise it and lower it. The kids can dunk. All the kids in the neighborhood will be there. Mom brings out Kool-Aid. It's like you're living in the 60s again because all the kids are enjoying a hoop sporting goal in your driveway. And you know where your kids are. And they love you for it. And your wife loves you for it because it looks great. And it doesn't rust. And it just is. It looks 20 years later, it looks like it was brand new. That's a hoop sporting goal. So if you're looking for a great way to have that goal and your kids love it, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, one thing that we haven't even mentioned, Jalen Green making the first team all-rookie NBA.
That's great. There was a question about if he was going to make it previously because of some votes that had leaked, but he deserves to make it. He was the best rookie in the league over the last 6 weeks.
Oh yeah,
maybe 2 months, probably 2 months.
Well, he was. He got. It would have been unanimous, except one person didn't vote for him. And you don't remember?
Yeah, it was
Bill Simmons. Don't you remember what Bill Simmons did?
Was it Bill that didn't vote for him, or he just said no? I don't think it was a vote. He just said F. Jalen Green. No. Just in general,
he didn't vote for him. He put
it was
him
a real
team.
Voter. Was he saying on his podcast that's who he would have had?
No, he's a real voter.
Okay.
And Jalen said,
"Is that why Bill Simmons went viral? I mean, he was trending again yesterday." Bill Simmons. It must have been. For
Shout
that.
Out, Bill Simmons, my dog. FR and enhance and praying. I don't know what that. Shout out Bill Simmons, my dog, is what Jalen Green tweeted out. Bill Simmons replied, "Congrats. I'm rooting for you. Don't let the fake news aggregators ruin it for us. I just like 2022 Herb Jones more for first team, which was the whole point of the joke. Excited to see what you have in store for your second year. Good luck."
No.
No, Bill.
He didn't like, he said Jalen Green was a me guy.
He said F Jalen Green.
He said Jalen Green on draft day was a me guy and not an us guy. That was something Bill Simmons said on draft day. He doesn't like the Rockets, hasn't for a long time. He liked Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Didn't like a lot of the stuff the Rockets did. He doesn't like the city of Houston. He said it publicly. He's not a fan of the city of Houston. Bashed Houston in the first Super Bowl that was here. No, this is a personal thing. He didn't believe in Jalen Green. Thought Jalen was not a team guy when he was drafted. Had negative things to say about him on draft day. Got tired of hearing about Jalen Green at the end of the year. So that's why he said F Jalen Green. That's why he said it. I don't think he actually meant F Jalen Green. I thought he was saying it like you'd say it if you were talking with your boys or at a barbershop or whatever the case may be. Man, Jalen Green. Like that. If you understand the context, yeah. I got the context. But do not get that twisted at all. Bill Simmons meant exactly what he said. Now, the Herb Jones stuff, that's cool. Like, Herb is a good defender. That's accurate. But Jalen Green is one of the top five rookies this year.
Oh, well,
no question.
No, no question. But Bill Simmons, sorry. Doesn't agree with you. He don't agree with you. Hey, La Raza called yesterday and we didn't get him in. We got to get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Oh, Juanito G. Lance. What's up, fellas?
What do you say, pal?
What's up, man?
Man, bro, 25 years, man. Jesus. Y todavía en el aire, el hombre. Spanish Milo be like, oh, no, oh, no, way, no.
25.
What's man, up? I just want to take a quick shout out to you guys. I appreciate it, man. I've been listening to y'all almost like 10 years now. But really, I started listening to you guys mostly like, I think the lineup was different and then the bench came back. But I just want to share my favorite moments with you guys real quick. Johnny, remember when you called that sender from, I think it was like Wisconsin or Illinois, talking about the Astros?
When what happened?
When you called that senator.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Nebraska.
From Nebraska, yeah.
Nebraska.
Yeah, somebody who was trying to flex from Nebraska
yeah,
thought he was
the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we called
that was, that was that was a great moment, man. And then also Lance's just the Mary Band of Hogswallers with the suck the hole, man. That was the best.
Yeah,
I mean, I was dying laughing so hard, man.
I didn't mean Hogswallers like it came out.
You kind
of did. I didn't mean that.
Mary
or
Band of Hog Swallowers.
Yeah, I didn't mean it the way it came out. It just
That's
came out.
That's unfortunate to say. But yeah, well, but a lot of times we don't mean to do things that are criminal.
No, but I just want to say, because of you guys, I mean, you guys created us, man. We were the warehouse, and then you started giving us names, too. Like, we were like, what? We didn't even know who the hell anybody was.
Hold on.
But I appreciate that, man.
Did you not call in as La Raza? Did somebody else call you La Raza?
Yeah, Sean Salisbury called me La Raza because he didn't know my name. He just saw a Hispanic
Salisbury
guy, and he's like,
La
that's La Raza. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know Sean Salisbury would know what La Raza is.
Yeah, he was always going like, hey, what's up, Vincent? I'm like, hey, how's it going? My name is Irvin. He's like, oh,
hey, how's it going? Orale, Holmes. Why are you talking that way? Hey. Like, I don't know, Sean.
okay, my name is Herb.
Okay. I speak perfect English, and he was all like, "Órale,
Simón, claro, like what, Sean?"
I just want to show some love to you guys. I know you're busy, man. Keep up the great work.
All right,
love,
thanks,
man.
La Raza,
all right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's get. What is that, Anthony? Is that that's not New York, Anthony?
Might be.
Anthony, what's going on?
Hey guys, no, this is not New York, Anthony.
Okay.
So,
hey, we can definitely.
I just wanted to give y'all a personal story. Basically, celebrate y'all 25 years. So, my dad passed away during COVID because he was like a military, veteran, and he didn't really take all the protocols. So, of course, when he died, I was like in a dark place. But I just started listening to y'all show around that time, and y'all got me through like a really tough, dark time in my life. And like, y'all have no idea like how much. Yeah, I did for my life and my family because even my cousin started to listen to
that
show. So,
yeah,
keep up the good work, man.
That's great.
So.
We've had some stories like that before, Anthony, where people have reached out in email or direct message and told us about how, listening to us over the years. I remember there was one that was really terrible about a guy who lost his child. And to know, honestly, to know, and I've shared those with John, too, to know that we have had that impact, not even intentionally, just, you know, as a common theme that people can go to or listen to. I had something like that when I had a tough time when I was going through my non-compete stuff, and it was different, but it was very stressful for me. I'd listen to Ron and Fez, I remember, on Ron Bennington's show, and it is weird how a radio show can be something that I listen to that every day, Ron and Fez, and it was something that I kind of forgot about the stresses that I had at that particular
time. Yeah, what about the guy with the kidney problems that it was?
Yeah, Mark Foster.
Yeah,
okay. Mark to this day is listens, but we've had so many over the years that have reached out and talked about how we were there for, you know, this moment or that moment, or, you know, a guy lost his brother and they used to listen to us all the time, or, you know, a father-in-law, or even stories about growing up, listening to us on the way, you know, to school with their dad. I mean, 25 years is a long time. It feels like it's flown by in some regards. But, you know, when people, you've heard this more than a few times, where people were in the car listening to our show with their dad, and now they are dads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
that's a really cool, right. That's how I started listening to sports radio, was with my dad driving around car, and he's talking about how, you know, the hosts were idiots, but still, that's probably what happened with your dad too, when you were listening with your dad, guys.
That's right.
But, yeah, that's really cool to hear stories like that. It's really cool to think about the amount of people who have worked with us on our show who got into the business also. John Harris, Sean Pendergast, a couple of those guys. But do you know Adam Wexler? Adam Wexler and I were doing the morning show with Mike Edmonds before me and you took over. We were doing fill-in stuff. Wex has been doing radio
for
as long.
Yeah.
Wex has been doing radio. He didn't get... Like he was doing weekend show. I was doing a weekend show called The Courtside Report. Me and Wexler did it. I asked Wexler to come in with me. He was running a board at 610 for Astros games. And my man Wex, just shout out to Adam Wexler, he's not at this station, but Wex has been doing it as long as we have. He's been doing it 25 years too. So
Wex is great.
Shout out to Wex.
Shout out, Wex. All right, 9:44. We've got to take a break. We're doing News of the Weird on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Make the call, Morley Law. What is it? What is your issue? What has gone wrong for you? Why do you need representation? It doesn't matter why you need it, but you do need it. So do you have a lawyer on retainer? No, you're not a fat cat corporate dude that has all these lawyers on retainer. You're not going to do that. Who does that? You know, really, really rich people. Morley Law is here for you, no matter how rich you are, no matter how rich, poor, whatever the case may be. And you could be rich and need the Morley Law Firm, too. That's fine as well. But if you need a lawyer, if you had a lawyer and he wasn't very good, if you don't have a lawyer and you really need one, if you have had an accident, if you are being sued civilly, if police are investigating you, you need representation. Or if you've been charged with something, you need representation. Don't know if you did it or didn't do it. Morley Law Firm doesn't care. You need representation. They are going to represent you. You got a case, you bring it to them. You give them a call. You go to morleylaw.com, morleylaw.com. Or you give them a call, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955. Make the call, Morley Law. You need representation. You got it. The Morley Law Firm.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, well, welcome back here. This is our News of the Weird. This is our final segment of the week. We hope you all have a great weekend. I'm headed to Lafayette this weekend. I'll be talking about, going to go do a bunch of tourist stuff in Lafayette, and I'll be talking about it in the upcoming months.
Tour stuff?
Yeah. The tourism board is going to be advertising for Eat Lafayette this summer.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go do a bunch of stuff
in Lafayette. Go see if you can find any of the places where Billy Napier fought people.
I don't think there are those. I don't think they have those. I don't think those exist. So I'm not going to look for those this weekend.
But you'll be on the show.
But yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, I'll be
but
back.
You're just going to Lafayette.
Yeah, going to Lafayette.
Do they know you have broken ribs, or are they going to still let you come?
They don't. I think I can still go there. I don't think they'd.
Can you eat with broken ribs?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I can eat with broken ribs, and I will. I'm going to eat great with broken ribs. Going to a wonderful Cajun restaurant tonight, as a matter of fact. So it'll be fun. Lance, Bed Bible put out an ad that they...
Bed Bible?
Bed Bible. It's an ethical sex site, Bed Bible. They want you to watch porn, and they will pay you $20 an hour. How many applicants do you think they got?
Wait, say what you get. Hold on.
You watch porn, you watch and you get porn, $20 an hour.
You get $20 an hour for watching porn. I'm going to say 200,000.
They got 90,000 applicants, which is...
In how long?
I don't... And first of all, you have to be looking for this
job ad. How do you even find that?
How do you find that job ad? Right. Right. How do you even find that?
So literally everyone who saw it applied.
And one woman, a young woman, this young woman, got the job. And she watches porn for $20 an hour. Yeah.
I mean, they're not stupid.
They're not dumb.
With their hiring... Let me see it again.
Yeah.
Show her again.
She's right. Yeah, she's... I mean, she's... Yeah. And she just is... You know what? She said, you know what? I like to watch porn, so I might as well get paid doing it. Would you want a job watching porn?
No. How much does it pay?
Here's something weird. Did you see this? The USWNT and the USMNT are going to receive equal pay.
Saw that.
Yeah.
My wife was talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. It's, here's the
is
problem.
Is that news of the week?
It is weird. Because okay, why? Because economically it doesn't work. The women don't make as much money as the men, don't bring in as much money as the men do.
Are the men bringing in money when they're not going to the World Cup?
They're going to the World Cup this year, but they still bring in a lot more money, even though the women were
I'm actually surprised
making,
by that. I'm legitimately surprised because they don't go further than, like, maybe you go to the next round and that's it.
Yeah.
The women's team usually goes to the championship
right.
game.
Usually in the, yeah.
Yeah, or the at least the Final Four.
Yeah.
So that is a little surprising.
It is surprising,
men is bringing in more.
The men do bring in more money still. Johns Hopkins has, let me ask you this. Is this one of the great inventions ever? They invented the edible tasty tape to keep burritos held together. Do you want a tasty tape on your burrito?
It looks like a strip of nori. If you have sushi, recognize the seaweed. That's what it looks like. No, who can't hold their burrito together?
Oh, burritos fall apart all the time.
No, they're taping across the thing. You keep it, if you get it at one of your burrito places, they're wrapped in foil. You eat from the top.
Are you
You're
kidding?
Holding it anyway.
This is one of the great inventions of all time.
Do you not have thumbs that you can't hold a burrito together?
They're too big at,
at
some
you
of these
hold
places.
On to it.
No. All right? I'm just
you do the hold on to a burrito move in front of these cameras for Twitch so they can capture
I'm
you
not.
For life.
A Florida woman told a deputy that getting arrested was on her bucket list. So
I actually could see that.
19-year-old Janiyah Shamiracle Douglas from Homestead.
Shamiracle is the first time I've heard that name, Shamiracle.
Shamiracle.
And I love it.
It's the greatest.
Shamiracle the best name, and that's a middle name.
So to get police attention, she started speeding, driving recklessly before 8 a.m. But she didn't immediately stop either when the cops tried to arrest her. But she said she's 19 years old. She hadn't been arrested yet. She said it was on her bucket list.
Let me ask you something.
Bucket list?
No, but can't you just set it up to like, hey, one of my bucket lists to get arrested. Can you arrest me for something and I get let go?
Well, she did, though.
Well, she did some things that will get her like arrested.
Yeah, but all she's going to get is fined. She's not going to do any time for it. So she got arrested. You know, I mean, it's reckless driving. It's not like it's armed robbery.
Samantha Twitch, a 19-year-old has a bucket list?
No, right?
Well, I mean, you got to start early.
Yep.
I guess.
How about at this doctor's office? It charges patients $40 for crying at an appointment.
That sounds like SEC guy.
Her sister has a rare disease. Has been struggling to find appropriate care. She got emotional because she felt frustrated and helpless. And on her bill, because she was crying at the doctor's appointment, she got charged $40. Do you think you should charge $40?
No.
I don't either.
You can't charge $40.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't charge somebody $40 for crying because their sister has a rare disease.
I think
you
can hold that up. You know, it'd be stronger if she didn't pay it and they went after her credit.
Right.
And they immediately reported her to the credit company and they hurt her credit. My credit score's at 680. What happened? Yeah. Well, you didn't pay that crying fee. Guess she shouldn't have been crying. Look what happens.
Man in South Carolina, do you believe in karma?
I actually do, yeah.
A man in South Carolina died from a heart attack as he was digging a hole in order to bury a woman he had just killed.
That's called a don't start no won't be no with karma.
That is, you want to talk about karma? Holy crap. Dude, kill, heart attack while you're trying to bury the woman you just killed. All right, that's it. We're done. We'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody. Hope you really enjoyed our 25th anniversary week. That's over. We'll talk sports from now on. But right
Well, kind of.
But right now I'm talking about Chastang Ford and my people over at Chastang Ford and the greatness that is Chastang Ford. If you're looking for that pre-owned vehicle because they've got gold pre-owned vehicles out there on that lot. You looking for a 350 XL STX? There ain't many 350s around, pal. So you, if you want to find one, you've got one. You got a pre-owned vehicle. You got a 2002 Ford EcoSports there available right there. Chevy Silverado 2018 with clean Carfax, 1500 LT, LT1. You got 2021 Ford F-150. You can't order a 2022 F-150 right now, but you can get yourself a 2021 with low miles and a clean Carfax and just one owner. They've got it on the lot right now at Chastang Ford. And when you order from Chastang Ford, because you can still order the Edge, the Escape, or the Explorer, everything else, the order banks are closed. But when you order, you get $1,000 off towards your new special order. Build and price your own way. No dealer add-ons and no markups on orders. What you're getting is a pre-owned vehicle that's wonderful. My daughter just bought one. She flew all the way from Oklahoma City to pick up an Explorer from them this past weekend. That's how good they are. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, or you're looking for any pre-owned vehicle certified, gold certified in a lot of instances, you go to Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Those are my peeps at Chastang Ford.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.